Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, the Yoga Sisters are back. Emer and Niamh Daly of Daly Wellbeing join me in studio now with the latest in health and wellness news. You're very welcome, ladies. How are you both?
Hello.
We're good. We are delighted to be back.
Enjoying the summer. I have seen you've been doing some beach yoga.
Yes, our beach yoga is back up and running for all of August. We're delighted. We love to just be back together on the beach doing yoga.
So that's Portmarnock Beach in Dublin?
Portmarnock Beach in Dublin, yes. And then we go for a little sea swim after, and then we head to Honey Honey for a little coffee.
Okay, I need to join. What day is this on?
Every Sunday in August at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay. You may or may not see me there, but it does sound delicious, but I will be on air. I'll have to just scoot out later on. Now, story first. Walking 5,000 steps for 3 days can increase your life expectancy. Tell us more, Niamh.
Yes. So for so long, we have been told that 10,000 steps a day is a target that we need to do. But a new study from the London School of Economics tells us that just 5,000 steps 3 days a week is actually all that we need, which is a lot more achievable as well, I think, for people who are working full time as well or might have kids. We don't need to be stressing about getting those 10,000 steps. 5,000 steps 3 days a week. And it actually can expand your life expectancy for men for about 2.5 years and then women almost 3 years. And then just with that, it's going to impact you a lot positively through not just your physical health, but mental health as well. Getting out in fresh air for just 5 minutes in the day is going to completely de-stress you, just heighten your mood. Being outside can change everything. So those 5,000 steps are very doable, very achievable. So I think just swapping maybe the car or the bus a short distance, if we can walk to the train or walk to work and get those 5,000 steps in, it has a massive impact.
The bone health coach, Annette Cashel, was on the show a couple of weeks back, and like, she really stayed with me. She was talking about being an active couch potato and how so many of us go to our classes, our gym classes, or, you know, maybe do a walk or whatever, and then sit the rest of the time. And she was talking about looking for opportunities to move. So like you're saying, parking a bit further away. If you're working from home, getting up to take a phone call while you're working. You do see it a lot online, don't you? People in the States on their walking pads doing all their meetings. Mm-hmm. But just, we don't have to go crazy about this. I don't like people, as you say, feeling under pressure to hit 10,000 steps or they're not living life. Mm-hmm. But just finding little ways to add a few steps. I know, as well as being yoga sisters, you're also dog-minding sisters. You borrow a lot of dogs and they are very good for getting the steps in, aren't they?
They are extremely good for getting the steps in. Depending on what dog it is, you could be getting well over those 5,000. But we also mind dogs quite regularly, so they get us out and about. And if you do have a dog, if you don't have a dog, maybe go walk a dog for someone on your road.
Yeah.
Get those steps in.
Get your connection in. Another important piece in the wellness puzzle. Emer, you have a great story about the UK are to open their first sober hotel.
Yes, I absolutely love this story. So the Long Lane is a countryside members club which is opening in the west of Sussex. It's about an hour outside of London and it's going to be opening in late 2026. So this is a space created purely for wellness and just kind of giving yourself a moment to just really be zen. So the creators of this are Louise Blake and Harrison Hyde, and they said they want to create a space for people who are healthy Monday to Friday and want to keep that going throughout the weekend and stay in that wellness space. So the biggest driver here is that it's completely alcohol free, and that's what's really honing people in. But you won't be missing out on anything when it comes to luxury here. They have an alcohol free bar, a herb distillery, and personalized nutrition for your own needs. So you'll be met with someone when you come in the door to say, tell me everything about you and your body and what you like to eat, and completely focused on wellness dining. They also have amazing things when you get into the bedrooms. They'll be able to pick a mattress. You'll be able to kind of say, what lighting do I want to wake up to? So you're completely immersed in this wellness experience. And then you'll have all of your other lovely things like yoga and Pilates. But another really nice piece is that it's surrounded by 55 acres of woodland, gardens. You can go for your runs. I just think this is such a nice piece in what society is now classing as luxury, and kind of giving yourself that moment of, I'm actually going to look after myself this weekend, but I'm still going to have like a really nice experience.
I mean, alcohol can still be part of a healthy lifestyle. And sometimes I often say it is wellness to go for cocktails with the girls, to go on a weekend with your partner, you know, and having a drink is okay. But I do think it's really interesting that this is where things are going, that there is such an appetite for alcohol free after coming back from 3 weeks away where there was plenty of drinking. I feel I'm going to take a break. And I feel that's part of the conversation a lot more. So I said to my husband, my next trip is with my mother-in-law for her 70th in September. And I said, I'm not going to have a drink until then. And even if I'm feeling it, I might not when I'm away. And I think that's part of the sober, curious conversation we're having, that going away for a weekend doesn't have to have alcohol in it anymore.
No, I think we've brought a story here before from Bank of America did a piece on Gen Z and where they're spending their money. And we saw that they're spending it in wellness spaces. And a lot of that Gen Z don't want to spend it on alcohol as well. So I think we are shifting towards it. But I love your perspective on like going for cocktails as well is wellness. It's all just about where you are in your life and your wellness journey.
Yeah, love it. Niamh, there's a survey that shows we're pretty much addicted to the internet.
Yes, there is. Pure Telecom's Connected Live survey found that 29% of adults in Ireland say they couldn't last a full hour without the internet. And that's nearly one in three of us. And then it gets more extreme than that. One in 10 people, so over 400,000 adults, say they can't even go 15 minutes without the internet. But what's really shocking is that 40% of people will turn down 5 million euro just so that they can have the internet forever.
That's these sets of questions my teenage son asks me. He asks me these things all the time. Would you take a trillion euro, but you have to kill everyone in your life? Like all of these kind of questions. I mean, do you think people are doom scrolling or do they need it? Because often, like say on a holiday, for example, I'm like, I'm going to leave my phone in the hotel room and I'm just going to be present. And then I need it to pay for things. I need to find where I'm going.
Exactly.
My tickets are on it.
Our life is very much dependent on it. In saying that, though, it's not all just doom and gloom. Like, as you say, people can be doom scrolling, but people also use the internet to connect with friends and family living abroad. For example, if you're on your holidays, you might want to FaceTime someone. We're going to use the internet then. So it does have a really positive impact as well. We just need to know the kind of balance that we want to have with it. But over 70% of people, they actually believe that the internet should be part of our public utility bills, same as electricity, same as water, which I guess is a fair point when you bring it into account that you're using it to communicate with people, because that leads on to the mental health side of things as well, which the internet does help us with. If you're living abroad from all of your family, you want to FaceTime them, a WhatsApp call from them, this is where the internet is a great positive impact.
Yeah, it just doesn't need to prioritise over everything else. It's worth looking at to make sure it's still in balance. And perhaps this could be an antidote to that then, Emer. We could put down our phones and go to the movies or a museum.
Yeah, I love this story. So the Institute of Science in Tokyo took a look at adults in their 50s in the UK, and they found that adults who took part in cultural activities like going to the cinema or a museum or a concert or a sports outing had the physiological age of around 3 years younger than those who didn't participate, which is massive. And for anyone who doesn't really know what the physiological age is, it's like how well our heart is pumping, how well our BMI is going, just how well our body is functioning as well. So it's really interesting to see this, but the researchers really want people to know that by going to the museum, you're not instantly going to be, you know, setting yourself back a few years. It's the components that build this up. So they built it, they put it down to three things. So one of the things is kind of combating loneliness by going to these events. You're surrounded by people, you're probably going with a friend or you might be going on your own, but you don't feel that kind of sense of loneliness. And that's something you talk about time and time on the show, Claire, is that sense of belonging and connection. So it's really nice to see that here. They also put it down to having better mental health. So by going and getting yourself outdoors, whether it's a concert or just experiencing life, your mental health is going to really, really benefit from that and just release some stress as well. And then the third one is just being curious and kind of having your mind constantly learning, which is going to museums, you're probably going to come away learning something that you didn't know before. So it's really, really nice to know this. And I think if you're looking to book a ticket or go somewhere, this is a nice kind of thing to say, do you know what? It's actually going to impact my health and my longevity. So let's go for it.
Yeah. And there's so many free options. So it's well worth going on the internet for a moment, Niamh, to Google what's in your local area. We will allow that.
Yeah.
If people want to find out where the Yoga Sisters are, their upcoming events, Emer and Niamh can be found at Daily Wellbeing on Instagram. That's D-A-L-Y, their surname. Emer and Niamh Daly, thank you so much for coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.